USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. At least three people have been declared dead and multiple injured after an Amtrak train derailed on Saturday afternoon in north central Montana, an official at a local sheriff's office said. The Empire Builder train, which departed from Chicago for Seattle, derailed around 3:55 p.m. local time near the small town of Joplin, Amtrak spokesman Jason Abrams said in a statement. Top House Democrats said they would charge ahead with a plan to bring up both a $1 trillion infrastructure bill and a broad health care, education, and climate package for a vote this week. Representative Tony Gonzalez, Republican of Texas on Fox News Live, says Americans will be the losers.
Progressive Democrats would love to pass the reconciliation package. That would make them happy. Everyone would be happy if both passed, other than the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This week, a Massachusetts Superior Court judge refused to allow any delay of the state's vaccine mandate that is set to begin October 17th. The decision has already caused a wave of state troopers to file their paperwork to quit the force, and even more are expected to resign before the mandate kicks in. Dozens have already quit, according to the state police union boss Michael Shervin. The Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol issued its first round of subpoenas Thursday, targeting close aides and allies of former President Donald Trump. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he hasn't received one.
You know, I haven't received any subpoena, but it just goes to show. This is more about politics than anything else. There's only two questions that this committee should actually be looked upon. Why was the Capitol left so ill-prepared? And how can we make sure that this never happens again? But that's not what they're focused on.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
United Airlines has been fined by the Department of Transportation for delays on the tarmac. USA's Tim Berg with more.
United Airlines is being hit with a fine for long tarmac delays. The Department of Transportation fining United nearly $2 million for 25 delays that affected more than 3,200 passengers. Airlines must allow passengers the opportunity to return to the terminal after more than 3 hours on the tarmac for domestic flights and 4 hours for international. United blaming most of the delays on bad weather. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Alejandro Mayorkas, the nation's border security chief, used his White House press conference on Friday to tell migrants how to get through the Title 42 coronavirus emergency rules. Federal law allows border officers to exclude migrants because of the Title 42 emergency rules for the coronavirus epidemic. But Mayorkas spotlighted some of the Title 42 exceptions that he grants, including the little-known exception for people who claim to be afraid of torture in their home country. Mayorkas's advice will be a useful guide to the many economic migrants from Chile, Brazil, and other stable countries who are trying to get Americans jobs and housing. There's more news at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.